Greetings of grace and life be with you on this day. Welcome to Motivational Monday. I pray this is a blessing to you. The word for the day is behold. Behold. And one of the ways that we might recall that in Scripture is, behold, I am making all things new. That's one of the various expressions. Take some time here today and try to conjure up in your mind other examples of how that's come through in Scripture. And we'll motivate you by that here in a minute. Well, the gospel reading in reflection comes from Mark chapter 4. The summary of it would be this: other seed fell into good soil and brought forth grain, growing up and increasing in yielding 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he said, let anyone with ears to hear listen. Well, you will recall that's from the parable of the sower. When Jesus is teaching on the hillsides, teaching them in many parables. And so to look back a little bit more before that verse, he said, listen now, a sower went out to sow, and he sowed some seed, and some fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. I'm looking out my window as I'm recording this podcast, and the birds are out eating whatever is there. They're everywhere, pulling worms out of the ground. They're hungry. And so that seed's not going to grow. Other seed fell on rocky ground where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it scorched it. And since it had no root, of course, it just withered away. It had nothing to feed it. It was not rooted into something that could sustain life. Other seed fell among the thorns. And the thorns grew up and choked it and yielded up no grain. Other seed fell into good soil and brought forth that grain, again growing up and increasing yields. So let anyone with ears truly listen. Of course, when we hear those words, we want to be the ones with the ears to listen. We want to be the ones that are seed that's growing upon the good soil. We sing a song in worship, Lord, let my heart be good soil. Lord, let my heart be good soil. Lord, let my heart be good soil. Open to the seed of your word. Take root. Take root and spring up and grow within us. Yes, behold God. We want you to continue to make us new across all the chapters of our life. And so as we consider this way of calling, behold, we pay attention to this new thing that God is doing within our life and within our community. And so let's hear these words of inspiration.
I have long believed that the whole of something is usually greater than its parts. The scriptures as a whole are so much more than the individual parts, but each part is incredibly important too. Those parts are words and phrases, often illuminated while we listen or read. They stick with us until we wrestle and come to terms with them, and then wonder at the wisdom and rightness of them after all. It's like that for me. When I was 17, I knew I was called by God. I said yes, and that call hasn't ceased over time, as I am continually called in new ways. So I have learned to listen and to wrestle with the invitation, and it usually is given first to me in a scripture. I follow the practice of Lectio Divina as I dive into the Word each day. I read a passage and listen, and then read it again to see what's illuminated or stands out. And then I ask, what am I to do with this today? These past few months, I've felt that a change is on the horizon for me, and it has come to me in the reading of Scripture. There is one word that hasn't let go of me, and that is, behold. It's everywhere in Scripture, in some translations over 1,000 times. So I settled into reading it, meditating on it, asking God what it means for me. And I found a path, a place where God is preparing me. Behold, that word has asked me to stop for a minute, listen, see how wonderful and incredible it is to be a disciple. Behold, there is nothing that God can't do. No mountain too high or valley too low. No army too fierce. No doubt too deep. As I have been praying and reflecting, asking and listening, God has revealed to me bits at a time. Not the full picture, but I'm content. A lifetime of following Jesus has made me sure that whatever it is, God will provide all I need for the work ahead. Behold, be surprised, amazed, and yes, a wee bit nervous. Behold has taken on a new meaning for me that runs deep now. God has allowed me time to learn from Scripture and to be prepared. As I move into a new calling, I am grateful for the Word, for the infinite ways God has been revealed to me. Behold, be ready, be on your way.
Behold, be on your way. Behold, today I bring you good news of great joy. This word behold is often with an angelic messenger standing before someone. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. That is Jesus himself. Pay attention. I am in your midst. That is why we listen for God and to God. So some questions for you in this consideration of what you are beholding and how you're listening and how you're paying attention to that new call that God is maybe stirring in your life. What are some primary ways that you go about sensing God's call? Beholding requires intentional focus and a spirit of drinking in. So what makes beholding others and God in your life a challenge? When have you experienced someone beholding you? And what did that feel like? And when have you experienced a season of rich soil in your life when growth seemed natural and vigorous? And why? Spend some time thinking about that rocky soil, that rich soil, the soil that's choked out with weeds. The soil where God is bringing new life. And so I close today this beholding moment with listening to God in this prayer. God of the harvest, you sow the seeds of your word across every field and valley on the earth. Everywhere we turn, you invite us to behold the holy mysteries of your work in the world. Perhaps nowhere is your work more evident than in the pages of Scripture. Story upon story reveal your goodness, how you carefully tend to seeds of love among your people and make possible their growth. So with open hands, we ask for inspiration for our own growth in the stories of our ancestors in Scripture. Prompt us to daily and moment to moment pray. Nurture our callings like a well-tended garden to blossom, Lord Jesus, as you intend. And we say, behold, amen. Good day.